From Directions Media, this is Directions on the News for Tuesday, June 30th, 2009. Each week this podcast examines news and trends about all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Manteloking, New Jersey.
This past week, two geospatial practitioners were cited for their good work by the FBI. What did they do? At the request of the Bureau, they went online and found some digital raster graphics, that's those scanned quad sheets, and printed them out to give to the agents, who then used them in their work. Is this how agents and others in the federal government, or even citizens, should get their geographic data? What does this scenario reveal about the FBI? What does it reveal about the state of our geospatial infrastructure, or the value of the geospatial workforce? We'll take this story apart after a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by ESRI. Improve the performance of your web maps and make your authoritative data more broadly available with ArcGIS 931. For more information, visit www.esri.com/what's new.
Now, let me just run down the facts of the story to start. Back in April, FBI agents needed a map of an area east of the Tennessee River to help track down a couple who were on the run from drug trafficking charges. Jim Butcher, the manager of Town GIS Division, and his technician, Keith Reasons, obliged. They went on the internet, found the Tennessee spatial data server, and, quote, within 20 minutes or so, printed out three copies for the Bureau. This is a great story, and I first want to highlight the really positive parts of this. First off, the FBI turned to local authorities to get local data. So that's definitely a plus. The original call apparently went to the town hall, and the people at town hall knew to whom to point the FBI agents, also good. The local GIS folks knew the resources, knew how to get to the Tennessee Spatial Data Server. I'm guessing they had been there before, tracked down the right DRGs. Another good news part of this, there was enough connectivity to bring down the file. These are typically quite large files. And they had a printer, all good. And it's neat to see this kind of a little small story about geospatial and the connection between federal and local GIS needs connected together. On the other hand, it raises, for me, a whole set of questions. Is this how the FBI typically works to get its maps? I mean, I don't know if this was like an emergency or they were in town or they called from wherever they were while they were on their way to coming to this location. That part isn't unclear, but it'd be interesting to know what the process typically is and maybe what it should be. Should we be taking advantage of local GIS practitioners in this sort of way? Does the FBI have GIS knowledgeable people on staff as resources? Like, I'm sure they have librarians. Maybe this falls into that same sort of category. And finally, and this is really what this all boiled down to me, is we're working very hard in the United States to have this really, what I would describe as a self-service mapping data set of resources so that anybody, citizen or somebody who works for state and local government, private business, whatever, can get access to and then use geospatial data. This suggests to me that while we have many of those pieces in place, you still need a sort of a native guide to help you find what you're looking for, and that's disappointing to me. Now, Joe, what was your reaction to this story?
First of all, I'm going to make some assumptions that special agents were probably field personnel for the FBI, may not have had immediate access to some of the spatial data.
They didn't have access to the Internet?
You know, who knows? So there are two issues that came up. One, either they were in such a hurry that they just felt that getting a local person involved was the only asset. Two, why didn't they know about the FBI's resources? So I'm wondering if there's a disconnect between the field agents and the agency back in Washington. I would think they would have educated their field agents as to where to acquire spatial data, but I'm guessing that's not the case. And therefore, the reason that they had to go after a local involvement in this. So that's a real issue. And I think you raised the specific point about what does this mean for access from a perspective that are our national resources not being used more effectively and shared among the various agencies that need to have them on an immediate notice. And I think your point about why wouldn't they have immediate access to the internet, especially a field agent who probably has a PDA that's internet accessible. Take down a map, get immediate information, but there's a disconnect here. All of the things that you point out were very good, but there's a few connections that are not being made, and those are the key questions that need to be raised.
Even though folks were able to turn this around in 20 minutes to get these maps printed, which is terrific, we don't know what the situation was, as you point out, exactly. But the difference between 20 minutes having to find it, print it, whatever else was required here, download it, if that data could have been accessed on a laptop, maybe that would have even been speedier if you knew exactly where to get it. The other question, and I really have no idea about this because we know so little about the FBI, is it likely that the FBI has a team of geographic professionals, resources that might also be a place where these kinds of agents might call to get access to the right kind of publicly available mapping data?
Well, that's why I think there's a disconnect. I would assume that the agency has a team of people who do forensic analysis using geospatial information. So why not make certain that your field agents are aware that this type of resource is available? And that's where I think the biggest disconnect is. Now, what resources the people back in the FBI headquarters use, we don't know. Are they using the national map? If I'm not mistaken, I believe the FBI is on an FGDC committee. And so you would think there'd be that resource available to spread the information.
Now, what about this idea that our geographic infrastructure is not yet really self-service? I mean, these agents, who I'm sure are quite bright and experienced, but clearly maybe not so much in geospatial, had to go through basically an intermediary to get at the data that they needed. If you're a citizen, should you be expected to do the same thing? I mean, I know if I couldn't figure something out or get at the data I needed, one resource I might have is my local public library, and hopefully they could help me out. But are we really ready to go through this fully self-service model? I mean, this suggests to me that we're not ready yet.
I'm going to have to plead here that we are geocentric in our thinking. As geospatial professionals, I think we are so aware of the resources that are available that we assume that others are just as aware. So if you step backward and say that, make the assumption that not everybody is as aware as we are, because we know so much of the geospatial resources are online, even at a local level, like more than likely the Collierville GIS resource probably has a public-facing website, that this type of information is not getting to the people that need it on a timely basis. So, and then when you think about it, we have so many disparate resources. Every little town now has a public-facing website for geospatial information, or at least the great majority of them do. Even the federal agencies are standing up public-facing websites. We know that data.gov and Geospatial One Stop have resources, but not everybody knows about them. And this goes back to a point I think I've made way in the past, which is the government is not in the business of marketing information outwardly, right? We don't know about all of the information that's available publicly. I think data.gov may be one of these starts, and if the new federal CIO, Vivek Kundra, could probably use some of his budget to market that information, he would do so to get this type of public-facing resource out there. But if our agents, like the FBI agents, don't even know where to turn, it means that we're not informing, we're not doing a good job of educating the people that need to have this information on a moment's notice. So those are a couple of things that I think are troublesome.
Right, and I guess I want to make a point in regard to that. And this, for me, goes back years and years and years and years. My mom was a professional librarian for a very long time, and one of the things that she taught me very early was, if you think there should be a book about something, there probably is. And I have gone into libraries and said, I think there should be a book that catalogs all the words in Shakespeare and tells you what plays they're in. And the resource librarian just smiled and gleamed and said, yes, it's called a concordance, and we have one for Shakespeare, and we have one for the Bible, and we have one for Star Trek. And I thought, wow, my mom is so smart. Well, I want to update that. And now I would argue that in many, many, many cases, if you think there should be a website on the internet that has thus and such data, there probably is. Now, whether or not you can find it is still a challenge. But that's the way I think we need to educate not just youngsters in our educational system, but also professionals out working, you know, across the board. And geospatial is just one little part of that. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to bring up, and this really was brought home by a comment when I posted this story on the All Points blog last week, and that highlighted the fact that the data that was delivered to the FBI is quite old. And apparently that was not an issue in this case. And again, we don't know the gory details of what exactly it was on the map that they were using or how they were using it. And that made me think, well, why didn't the FBI agents go to Google Maps, which are far more up-to-date in many cases than what's on these quad sheets?
Well, yeah, that's a really good point. And the other one, just to follow your point about going to a librarian, is isn't Geospatial One Stop supposed to be that initial resource where you could look and find other resources? Or don't we already have something in place, or at least a model in place, to go and find that information? And the other thing I would bring up, as I said in my comment before, is if all of these little local governments have public-facing websites, shouldn't there also be a resource, again, a catalog of all of these public sources of information, and maybe even referenced geographically? There's a couple of things that we need to maybe get in place from a geospatial professional standpoint of what we need to do as professionals to educate the broader community about the resources that are available.
That's all the time we have today. If you'd like to contact us on this topic or anything else, you can reach us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a message at All Points Blog or Directions Magazine. Our sponsor, ESRI, would like you to know that this year the ESRI User Conference is more social than ever. You are invited to be a part of the conversation by following along on Twitter at twitter.com/ESRIUC. You can also join the community on Facebook at the official ESRI UC page. To learn more about the ESRI International User Conference, visit www.esri.com/UC. Thanks for joining us today, and be sure to tell a friend.